K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, host of the Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Here I'm recording this Women's Rowing recap episode on Wednesday, April 2nd, 2025. For some listeners podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode whenever this thing drops. So there you go, Let's get right on into it. Here, obviously, Women's Rowing competed in Sarasota. I was wrong about the location. UCF, University of Central Golden Knights, University of Central Florida Golden Knights, those that don't know what they represent, the acronyms are located in Orlando, Florida. I already know this because I lived in Florida a handful of years, and UCF was kind of one of my choices to go to college at, right? So, but anyways, this is here. Or hey, last weekend, the K-State Women's Rowing team competed at the Sarasota 2K in Sarasota, Florida. And Patrick Sweeney, we get a quote from him right off the bat saying, quote, coming off the race this weekend, we are proud of the four in the medal that they earned across the board. This competition was a learning experience for the team. It showed us what our weaknesses are on a technical side, especially when we are working under pressure. He goes on the team here. This is head coach Patrick Sweeney in charge of the K-State women's rowing team here. Had a successful weekend out there or down there in Sarasota, Florida. Quote, our athletes are fit and strong, but we have to stay confident. In rough conditions, we are capable of going faster, and that is going to be the goal moving forward there. So they had 2 days of competition down there, and again, I know I said this before, but again, the word I've been kind of trying to take peek as I get ready for my marathon at the end of the month, confidence. We heard that a lot from Serena Sundell. We heard it. We heard it recently. Who was I talking about? Pete Hughes, head coach of the baseball team. It is related to the baseball. And I'm actually, give y'all kind of a clear picture, I am actually recording this ahead of the first pitch here in just a matter of moments. K-State on the road, taking on little brother, Wichita State. So this might come out tomorrow night. So we'll see about that. But anyways, back to this. So yeah, I'm recording just before first pitch, literally, of that baseball game. Of course, we'll have the postcast, the follow, of course. That'll be first thing in the morning. Of course, I'll sit down and record that after my morning session is over. Of course, the 1 varsity 8, 2 varsity 8, and the 1 varsity 4 were competing in the trials last week there. They all raced on Friday and Saturday there. They went up against West Virginia, Tulsa, Old Dominion, UCF, and also, the likes of Miami, this was a kind of a home game for them. Louisville, Jacksonville too, yep. Alabama, ooh, and Michigan State there as well. We hear from one of the seniors right now, Rachel Harmon. They're after the competition last weekend down in Sarasota, Florida. As you're listening to the Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer talking, recapping. K-State was rolling in Sarasota. At the Sarasota 2K, Richard Harmon, quote, we improved as a boat over each of the 3 races we had this weekend. We had to learn to row through the wind in tight competition, both elements that we hadn't come across often so far this season. Richard Harmon, this is Richard Harmon, folks. And she continues on here saying, quote, our technique improved every time we were on the water. Therefore, our speed improved also, end quote. There as well here. That's all I'm going to take right now. I'm going to go down here and kind of recap a little bit. Let me see. Yeah, and the last time we talked, K-State was wrong on here. I kind of went over some of the teams. We're going to do that again here on this episode here. We're going to go to how they fared. The Friday heats, right? K-State, 2nd varsity 4, finished 4th. They were the 8-32. Their 3rd varsity 8. Was 4th, ahead of Michigan State at a 7:36. First varsity 4, winning, beating Miami in Alabama, 7 minutes and 33 seconds. So the first varsity 4 getting it done right there And on Friday, and then the second varsity eight, finished last with an 8:47. First varsity eight also finished last there. And that was it for the first. So kind of taking the lumps there. 4K State there. You lose some, you win some, and you win the first varsity four over Miami. That's an upset right there. So Miami, y'all should be ashamed of y'all. Y'all fools should be saving all of a sudden. I almost said a bad word on here. I'm going to kick myself off about the recap. Off the recap here. But anyways, go ahead. Yeah, mind your own business. We over here recording over here. But anyways, Saturday, right? K-State in the second varsity four. This was apparently the B final. K-State coming in at 756, last behind Michigan State. And ahead, behind Michigan State and in front of Old Dominion. And we've heard Old Dominion before on this podcast. Basketball for one, men's basketball. And we've heard this team compete a lot. Old Dominion in its rowing space. So there you go. So there you go on that. The B final, I'm not going to say petite B final. Are you serious now? K-State finishing second behind Michigan State, 719. And then you had the big final, Varsity 4. Finishing in the top podium, third at a 7:23, behind 2 minutes behind USC in my brain, UNC North Carolina 7:21, UCF won that at a 7:18, 7 minutes and 18 seconds. The C final, K State Varsity 8, runner up to Jacksonville at a 7:09, and then you had first Varsity 8, the C final, K State dead last at a 6:59 rowing pace there as well. There you go on that. So, turn our attention to the first varsity four team who we won out this weekend, right? Christian Smoltz, the coxswain. And then you have others with Rachel Harmon, who I just read a comment from there. So, you got the winning team right here. Rachel Harmon's part of that. Madison Kohler, Grace Hall, Sylvia Cunningham. The other second varsity four features Regan Alters, your captain. We're going to go with that. Others. Kayla Trubb, Ava Werner, Sina, Parcher, Walker, put your first half of that name, and Grace Hendrickson there. And let me see, I'm going to go ahead and do the third varsity eight lineup here with Mia Starnes, your captain, Carly Horna, Abby Horner, Kendall Lane, Delaney Garshon, Abby Fair, Annika Janis, Madison Napcar and Lacey Miller. that's a tough twist right there. So those are your lineups going in. That's half of the lineups right there that I just called out for the competition over the weekend, last weekend. Well, it's last weekend now. We're already in the end of Wednesday. So K-State did win something out of it. Well, two podium finishes. You won the Heat, Varsity 4. It's the same team, actually. And Rachel Harmon squad came right back and won podium on Saturday. So, successful. And there's some work to do, like Patrick Sweeney said right there. But, hey, learning curves there as well. I don't know who they're going to be playing. Well, I got it right here, folks. So, K-State Women's Rowing, next stop will be, and this is familiar. If you've been listening to this podcast for last several years, Creighton Dew next for K-State Women's Rowing, and that's going to be next weekend, a big weekend next weekend, April 13th. So that is next Sunday, not this upcoming Sunday, but next Sunday there as Women's Rowing will be back in action, and I'm sure they're taking on Creighton there as well. We've seen a lot of them in the sports, whether that's baseball and basketball for that matter. I don't think they have a football team, but that's neither here or there. So K-State was rolling 50-50 there as they get ready for the Creighton Duel next weekend there. So they won. So they got a couple podium finishing there, led by the first varsity four. Well, some work to do in the other spaces. Like Patrick Sweeney said, they improved. And that's what you're looking for there as they move along in their season as you want to perform well in the big time meets, especially. You want to be peaking as we always often hear say in any sport, you want to be peaking at the right time. And if you're K-State, what's rolling, that's what you want to do. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you get where our podcasts are found. Freedom Available Daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content. Again, you're very new to the podcast. Like what you're hearing? We cover all things K-State sports. Not focused on football, men's basketball, anything like that. We cover all things K-State sports. Women's sports, women's rowing, golf. Carla Burnett in action, Augusta. We'll check in on that as well. She just started earlier today. We'll check in on that and plenty more on this podcast. So make sure you hit that subscribe button, like, subscribe. Hear Lauren Bell every time we post content daily. Yes, daily, including Saturday and Sunday. We don't stop. Nope. Not here. We don't stop. Saturday and Sunday, we keep on moving along. There's plenty of sports to go around. And spring football is about to be underway. Chris Klieman spoke to the media as well. So I will probably talk a little bit about that over the weekend as well, the first weekend of April as well. Hit the alarm bell every time we post content daily. You'll be first to know about that. Second thing, popping at Greer 3 Ace Podcast. That is Greer 3 Ace Podcast. It'll be probably later on in the week. Myself and Alex Aiden will hop on there. Core fresh episode there. But listen to the latest episode that dropped a week and a half ago. So go ahead and do that. Greer 3 Ace Podcast. And of course, tell a fellow K-State fan, a student, alumni, or Big 12 fan about the Purple Project Podcast. I appreciate your support. Thank you for your continued support of this podcast. It has really, really has risen from the ranks. So I really appreciate it. Right now, I'm going to put a pin on this women's rowing edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer. Yeah, I said San Diego. That's right. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Cats.